Welcome to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 Category Smart. This is Jessie Colhagen, and you're listening to the Life Note, Aging Backwards, Reverse the Aging Process and Look 10 Years Younger in 30 Minutes a Day, by Miranda Esmond White, and summarized by Emily Snyder. As always, we will begin with a quote. The Eccentrics method helps you maximize your exercise time investment by helping you achieve all of your strength, flexibility, balance, agility, and weight loss goals simultaneously. End quote. In recent years, the field of aging research has exploded with new and interesting findings. The things that we have for so long considered to be an inevitable part of growing older can, in fact, be stopped and even reversed. It turns out we really can age backwards. In this book, PBS fitness personality and creator of the Eccentrics technique, Miranda Esmond White, explains the aging process and fascinating ways we can stop it. Let's start with the first big thought, maintaining youth. It's in the muscles. Quote, your body was designed to stay strong, vital, and pain-free for the full duration of your life, no matter how old you get. End quote. It's true. Our bodies were created with a whole set of complex systems that are capable of keeping us active and vibrant well into our old age. And perhaps surprisingly, the most important tool in this age-fighting arsenal is not the brain or the heart, but our muscular system. Contrary to what most people believe, our muscles have the ability to remain strong and flexible even in old age. That is, if we use them. In her rigorous research, Esmond White discovered that maintaining strong muscles is imperative to keeping every other system in the body functioning efficiently. Our muscles impact everything from our energy levels to our risk of chronic disease to our cognitive function. That's why Miranda Esmond White developed her Eccentrics program. This unique exercise program relies on eccentric exercise, or stretching the muscles to build strength and flexibility, keeping us looking and feeling young even when we're old, all in only 30 minutes a day. But before we talk about the specifics of Eccentrics, let's take a look at how and why our muscles are so important to our overall health. Most people believe that losing strength and muscle mass are inevitable parts of the aging process, and that only those who won the genetic lottery could retain their youth. But Esmond White shows us that this is definitely not the case. In fact, research shows that only about 25% of our longevity is determined by our genes. That means 75% is determined by lifestyle and environmental factors, with exercise being the most impactful of all. Moderate daily exercise is the key to keeping us young because it keeps our muscles strong, and muscular strength is required to maintain perfect posture, energetic movement, and a slender and toned physique. As life bookers, we already know the incredible importance of exercise and fitness, so what can she tell us that we don't already know? Well, many of us may adhere to a strict exercise regimen and yet still suffer chronic pain, low energy levels, or weight loss plateaus. Conversely, our days may be so full of family and business that we have trouble finding time to pack up and go to the gym. Whatever our situation, Esmond White has the answer. Her Eccentrics program only takes about 30 minutes a day, and instead of being hyper-intense, it's actually relaxing and revitalizing. She maintains that, quote, to remain strong and flexible, we do not have to push our bodies to their limits. Even modest exercise will grant an exponential return in value, end quote. Big thought number two, the building blocks of life. It's in the cells. Quote, if your cells are well nourished and stimulated, your body's natural response will be energetic. End quote. To fully understand successful aging, we must look at the building blocks of our lives, our cells. Our bodies are the sum of trillions of cells, and the health and vitality of those cells is reflected in every single tissue of our bodies. So, if our cells are healthy, our bodies are healthy. If our cells are not well nourished and well stimulated, they begin to atrophy and die, leaving us sluggish, depressed, and in pain. On the other hand, keeping them nourished and stimulated will have the opposite effect. We may be inclined to brush off the significance of some cell loss. After all, we have trillions. There's always more where that came from, right? But when it comes to aging backwards, every cell matters. And to be more specific, every cell's mitochondria matters. The mitochondria are the cell's energy power plant, and they are our chief ally in the defense against cellular aging. Remember how we talked about the muscles being the most important tool in our anti-aging arsenal? This is because they house 95% of our body's mitochondria. The mitochondria take in nutrients, break them down, and turn them into energy through a process called cellular respiration. This energy is then transported to various parts of our body in the form of ATP. Every time we move, we signal to our mitochondria that it's time to wake up and get to work. When we exercise, we actually increase our number of mitochondria, which in turn gives us more energy to burn. Conversely, when we let our muscles atrophy, our number of mitochondria decreases and so does our energy level. People who are fit typically have a lot of energy because their mitochondria are powered up and ready to go. Conversely, people who are less fit have far fewer mitochondria, making it more difficult for them to muster the strength and energy it takes for basic physical activity, such as walking up and down stairs or getting out of a chair. What it all comes down to is the demand we place on our muscles. Esmond White stresses that literally anyone can have strong muscles because our muscles are designed to be strong. Quote, "Our body's natural state is to be packed with strong, energy-producing, fat-burning muscles," end quote. Even as we age. Most people dread turning 40 because they think that's the age when their metabolism will come to a screeching halt, they'll gain weight and lose muscle strength, and begin showing and feeling the irreversible signs of aging. But the cold, hard truth is that this only happens if we don't take care of ourselves. If we don't, two things start happening around the time that we turn the big 40: cell death and atrophy. Let's take a brief look at each. Cell death. Around the age of 40, and with every passing year, the message that tells our cells to stop repairing and replacing gets stronger and stronger. This cellular decline is also mirrored in other systems in our bodies, such as hormone levels, cardiovascular and respiratory function, and even our balance. As it turns out, the old adage, use it or lose it, actually holds more truth than we may give it credit for. In fact, in order to keep the let it die command from taking over, we have to somehow prove to our bodies that these cells are necessary. How do we do that? Esmond White reveals that it's actually relatively simple. We just have to use all of our muscles every day, and the most efficient and effective way to do this is with eccentric exercise, specifically her eccentrics program. The second process by which our bodies lose cells is through atrophy. Quote, "Atrophy is a very slow process through which a healthy cell gradually shrinks until it shrivels into extinction," end quote. This shrinking drastically impairs the function of our oh-so-important mitochondria. The more our muscles atrophy, the more mitochondria disappear. Atrophy is triggered by immobility, with the most common trigger being a sedentary lifestyle. While it can lead to weight gain, loss of energy, and chronic pain, the good news is atrophy can easily be prevented, stopped, and even reversed by gentle, full-body exercise. Cell death and atrophy are aging's main ingredients, and now that we know that they can be avoided, let's learn how. Big thought number 3, the fountain of youth. It's in flexibility. Quote, "You are only as loose as your tightest muscle," end quote. If the philosophy of aging backwards had to be summed up in one word, that word would be flexibility. One of the first things to deteriorate as we age are our joints. We feel tight and stiff and have aches and pains that we often brush off as just part of getting older. If we do seek some sort of treatment, it tends to only target the symptoms of joint pain, not the underlying cause. Instead, Esmond White tells us that, quote, "We need to make sure that every muscle is equally stretched and strengthened in relationship to the surrounding muscles, not only to manage pain and stiffness, but also to perform at our peak abilities," end quote. Esmond White gives us a good illustration to explain the importance of our muscles and joints. When a door is loose on its hinges, it hangs off center and closes imperfectly. The problem could be the result of something as simple as a loose screw, but this small problem can lead to a major problem. If the screw isn't tightened, the door could become so unbalanced that it damages its frame or structure. Quote, "As with the broken door and the loose screw, if any of the muscles of a joint are too tight or too weak to hold the joint comfortably in its correct alignment, the tightest muscle will pull the joint out of alignment, unbalancing it and ultimately causing pain and injury," end quote. Luckily, the eccentrics program offers a way to improve flexibility and balance our muscular system simultaneously, which can vastly improve our quality of life. Think of the body as a collection of functional muscle groups, with each group having equal but opposing actions. Within each group, muscles are arranged in opposing pairs, so that when one contracts, the other one elongates, and vice versa. Ideally, we should be using our muscles in such a way that the degree of contraction is equal to the degree of elongation in the opposing muscle. This is exactly what eccentrics achieves, resulting in muscle groups that are equally stretched and strengthened. By definition, stretching is the increase of distance between two joints by gently pulling them apart using the adjoining muscles. Static stretches do this by isolating one set of muscles, but in real life, our movements require the activation of entire muscle groups. This is why we could do static stretches all day long and still never gain flexibility. With eccentrics, we use eccentric force on all of the muscles that surround a joint to pull it apart. This approach has a variety of benefits. It helps increase range of motion, strengthen functional exercise skills, strengthen the mind-body connection, break up scar tissue, and ultimately strengthen the weakest links in our body. Anything that interferes with our ability to move contributes to atrophy, which, as we saw earlier, is a crucial contributing factor to the aging process. Increasing our flexibility and range of motion, and moving our bodies better and more frequently, is the best way to fight back against atrophy. The next big thought is maximizing muscle power, strengthening and stretching. Quote, "The best way to strengthen, lengthen, and protect the health of our muscles is to try to simulate the way we humans have always moved our bodies," end quote. No part of our bodies is superfluous. Every area has a function and a purpose that makes it possible for us to do simple, everyday tasks. This is why anything less than a full body workout leaves unexercised muscles vulnerable to atrophy. And not only does exercise increase strength, but research also shows that it reduces oxidative stress and helps reverse mitochondrial dysfunction, the two primary triggers for the aging process. The eccentrics approach goes a long way in helping to relieve pain and increase flexibility with its stretching component, but there's even more to it. The other half of eccentrics is about strengthening as we stretch, and it's equally important. And the key to strengthening every muscle in our bodies while simultaneously stopping aging in its tracks is natural movement. Simulating the way that we've always moved our bodies, says Esmond White, is the best way to protect the health of our muscles and is the inspiration for eccentrics. Everyday movements may seem simple to us, but they are actually combinations of hundreds of smaller movements. Scientifically speaking, there are three different types of movements. Let's take a look at each one and how they contribute to the process our bodies use to strengthen themselves. Isotonic. Isotonic literally means equally resistant. In exercise, an isotonic contraction is a contraction in which the resistance remains constant. For example, if we lift a 10-pound dumbbell off the floor, that 10 pounds provides constant resistance. In eccentrics, however, Esmond White doesn't give us any dumbbells. Instead, we use our own body weight as our source of constant resistance. Concentric. Sometimes referred to as positive training, concentric movement happens when the muscle shortens during tension. It also causes the angle of the joint to shorten. Bicep curls are an example of concentric exercise. When we bend our elbow to lift the weight, our bicep flexes, shortening the muscle. In these types of movements, our muscles are pulled toward the center of our bodies, strengthening them concentrically and adding bulk. Eccentric. Eccentric movement happens when a muscle extends and lengthens while in contraction. For example, when we lower a heavy bag of groceries to the floor, our elbow straightens, lengthening the bicep. Even though the muscle is elongating, it's still contracted. This creates strong, lean muscles by sending conflicting messages to the protein filaments in our muscles. We're telling them to contract and stretch, creating a tug-of-war effect. This is the central aim of eccentrics, to extend every movement while simultaneously contracting the muscles. To see the results of eccentric exercise, just look at a ballet dancer's body. It's long, lean, and strong. And we can have it too. Every movement we make requires some degree of strength. Even movements that seem effortless, such as lifting our little finger, requires a little bit of strength. Quote, "A program that requires continuous motion is, by definition, always strengthening the muscles," end quote. But in order to slow and reverse the aging process, we must have both strength and flexibility, which means we have to do a combination of strength and flexibility exercises. It just so happens that those are the two components of the Esmond White's Eccentrics program to stop and reverse aging. Before we move on to the final section of the specifics of Eccentrics, it's important to note one more not-so-small benefit of this type of exercise that will help keep us young: disease prevention. Eccentrics helps build muscle strength, and this, in turn, affects every other system in our bodies, including our cardiovascular, digestive, and neurological systems. These can get weaker with age, but they don't have to if we commit ourselves to exercise. Strong, flexible muscles increase blood flow, flush out toxins, keep our digestive tracts efficient, and even keep our neurons firing on all cylinders, keeping chronic diseases like cardiovascular disease and Alzheimer's at bay. All of that with only 30 minutes of Eccentrics a day. So now that we know all the various benefits of Esmond White's program, let's take a brief look at how to perform the program. The Eccentrics basics, two important rules. Quote, you'll wake up every muscle in your body, reverse the aging process, tell your DNA that you're alive and you need every single cell in your body. No premature cell loss for you. End quote. We won't go through each individual exercise here like she does in the book, where she gives 8 full workouts, but we will run through the basics before closing out this note. Eccentrics workouts are designed to be done every day for approximately 30 minutes. Quote, all you need to stay in shape is 30 minutes of these full body stretching and strengthening workouts. End quote. We should take our time and try not to overexert ourselves. For the first week or two, our 30 minutes should be gentle and relaxing. Esmond White gives us strict orders not to overexert ourselves, even if we feel like we're in good shape and don't think the exercises are challenging enough. She assures us that they are. Esmond White has 2 rules for us to follow in every single one of her Eccentrics workouts. Number 1, use circular movements. Eccentrics fully acknowledges that the human body is 3-dimensional and capable of moving in a circular motion, and it's designed to reflect that natural circular motion. In Eccentrics, the arms and legs perform a circular motion within their sockets, and the torso performs a circular motion using the flexibility of the spine. Number 2, balance the body. Eccentrics improves posture and tones our bodies overall, but in order for it to work, there's one unbreakable rule. Quote, the entire body must be worked out in the same session so as to completely rebalance all muscles and joints. End quote. To achieve that dancer's body, all muscles must be equally engaged. Esmond White's final piece of advice is to make this exercise a habit. The best time to exercise is any time that we'll do it. We should choose the time of day that works best for us so that we'll stick with it and make it a habit. Although research has shown that just one single session of intense exercise can improve your long-term memory, consistency is essential to reaping the vast and varied age-fighting benefits we've looked at in this note. In the remaining chapters of the book, Esmond White gives us 8 full workouts, each with a specific target: improving posture, speeding weight loss, soothing joints, increasing energy, relieving pain, enhancing balance, improving mobility, and protecting our bones. Check out the book or her website, eccentrics.com, to get the Eccentrics workouts and start reversing your aging process. So there we have it, a peek into Esmond White's powerful age-busting exercise program. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to living 12 Categories Smart.